Hello. I'm sorry. I did not mean to startle you. Oh, please calm down. Please. I'm not here to hurt you, I promise. I see that you're a new one. Whether you came down here by choice or by mistake, fate clearly doesn't seem to be on your side. I'm sorry for my appearance. This is as human as I can be. I used to be like you. I fell down here myself, by accident. But I'm sure you're not here for a whole sob story. Hey, no, escaping is something you would prefer. People don't often listen to me. They run away in fear. They nicknamed me the Big Sister. Whether it's because I am tall or a woman, I am not too sure. But when they run away from me, it makes me really, really unhappy. And it's like something happens. Like I forget who I am. I black out for a bit, and then I wake up again. And suddenly, I don't hurt people. I am here to help. I can help you as much as you need to. Guide you around. I can guide you. I can be your guide. Yes. Yes. You fear me, don't you? Am I scary? Do you want to run away from me? Go ahead. I won't stop you. You'd be just like the rest of them, and you'll suffer the same fate as them. But if you're willing, you could give me a chance. I can prove to you that I'm okay. Follow me. Grab onto me. You see, this place usually separates you from the people you're with. It's a whole labyrinth, and sometimes you even end up right back where you were. But there's a key. There's a trick to this. A trick that I finally figured out, and I wish I could leave this place, but this place chains me to it. I don't know why I've been cursed to be what I am now. I wish I could help all the people who fall down here to leave. I don't know what's beyond this room. I've only ever known this room. And I barely even remember the past life that I had. I wish I could go back to it. I wonder if it was any fun. I remember the moon and the stars. Such wonderful sights. I don't want this to alarm you. I don't want to give you a reason to fear me, but I just want to let you know what happens in case you actually decide that you'd like to run. I black out. Everything becomes a blur. It's like I regain my consciousness, and then I just go straight back after a few seconds. Whenever I catch up to them, whenever I wake up, I desecrated them. their blood all over me. Their entrails spilled across the floor. I feel awful after it happens, but I just wanted to help them. I didn't want to hurt them. I promise. But you don't want to run away from me. You're holding on to me while I guide you. You like me. You aren't afraid of me. Or are you tricking me? That's what this is, isn't it? You just want to leave. You just want to use my kindness and leave me behind. It's not like you even had a choice anyways. It's not like I could come with you regardless. The one thing that I find that doesn't run away from me, I have to lead it to an exit, so I'm left all alone again. What a wonderful life this is. This is like we're in the same place, right? But wrong. We're actually coming quite close to the exit now. You see, this place looks very familiar. And it's supposed to deter you from going further. It makes you feel like you've gone in a circle. So you turn back, and you take turns that you're not supposed to, and then you run into things that hurt you. This place is very cruel. You're very lucky that I'm the first thing you ran into. You're very lucky that you decided not to run. You're very lucky that I'm not too emotional right now. Tell me, how did you end up getting down here? I've seen the people in the yellow suits. They hold strings around their bodies. What a weird thing to want to spend time in a place like this. You hear them talking in codes and trying to communicate with each other. The next part is labored breathing, questioning where everyone went. The next is screaming as they get mutilated. The next is silence. It all ends the same. None of them ever return back to where they came from. You'd think they would stop by now, but for some reason, they decided not to. They just keep on coming. Then when they see me, they run away. I'm not scary. I just want to help. I'm not scary. I was like them too. I was just like them. I was one of them. Why can't they see that? I even have my uniform on too. I was just like them. And then they run away from me. I'm not a monster. I'm still me. Whoever me is. I wish I could remember my name. I wish I could have a name. Here we are. an exit that isn't fake. I suppose it's my time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to me and walking next to me. I hope you survive this place. I do have one request. Before you move on to the next place, could you give me a name? Please. It's a very weird request, I know. But from the one person who didn't run, who decided to stay with me, I want something that I can always be reminded of. So if you name me, I feel like that would be very nice. You don't need to, though. That would be nice.
Hello, it's everyone's favorite yandere bitch here. So, on behalf of Pandara, I will be announcing, or revealing, or whatever the fuck this is called, talking about our new series, The Backrooms, where you get to decide on where we go next, apart from in this episode. I get to decide that. But The Backrooms is going to be a mini-series, while we focus on a different series coming up, which should be a sci-fi one, I believe. Sort of, you know, futuristic and fucking androids and shit, right? But I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy this one and that when it comes out too. So. Instead of meeting big, scary creature entities that want to ravage you and destroy you and desecrate you and consume you, you'll be finding anime girls who want to do the exact same thing, but are a little more merciful. Brings me back to the time where I wanted to kill you. Anyways, so here's what I want you to do for this video. Go to the community poll and comment down below a name for this character. Because her request was to name her, and we don't have a name for her, and I'm quite fucking lazy, in all honesty. So the comment that gets the most likes for a name suggested will be the name for this reoccurring character, and who knows, maybe she'll be in other episodes, even out of the back rooms. So, I believe that's all I had to say. I don't exactly, no. But I only have one more thing to say. As a word of advice, don't fuck it up like you did with me. Ciao.